This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by DRAM. I love getting questions from listeners and suggestions for Garden Bite topics. I was recently asked about what plants get along and what plants might not. First thing that comes to mind are invasive plants. If you don't mind a plant creating your garden, then buy that invasive or easy spreader, as they're referred to in plant catalogs. If you want creative control, then be careful. Now, what are some lovely plants together? Personally, I love ornamental grasses. They really do go with everything. Mixing textures adds another dimension. I like the big blooms of daylilies with the soft, ethereal look of some of the panicum and switchgrasses. Of course, coneflowers and daisies also look lovely with grasses. The shades of white in daisies add a beautiful contrast to brightly colored coneflowers. In the shade garden, hostas are like the sun-loving ornamental grasses. They look good with anything, and there are so many different kinds. Bleeding hearts, snake root, heuchera, wild indigo, and spiderwort. One plant that can be a bit difficult, although it's lovely, is astilbe, but it must be in a more moist situation. And then there's the black walnut tree. I have two. I do not like it for a variety of reasons, the number of nuts, and it does have toxic juglone. There are a number of plants that will simply die when planted too close, others that will tolerate it. I have a link to the University of Wisconsin Extension with a list on GardenBite.com. It's the high season of summer, and our lawns and gardens could use a drink, but not our sidewalks or patios. DRAM turret sprinklers are designed to water where you need it. With 9 water patterns, it's perfect for lawn and garden care, plus great for kids. This popular tool has a durable, heavy-duty metal base with molded hook for easy storage. Water without waste. Purchase DRAM at your local garden center or online.
That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.